Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Monday, 19th October. Top stories for today. Environment and Water Minister Dato' Sri Tuan Ibrahim Tuan Man said the pollution of Sungai Selangor behind the current Klang Valley supply disruption was suspected of international dumping late at night during the weekend to avoid detection. Tuan Ibrahim said the pollution reached a threshold order number of 3 at one point but has since declined to 1. He also urged members of the public to come forward and provide information on the incident to allow the authorities to act quickly. DAP Secretary-General Lim Guan Eng has joined the growing list of lawmakers condemning Parliament's decision to limit the number of media agencies allowed to cover the upcoming sitting. Lim says such a move further stifled the already diminishing democratic practices here. He urged Dewan Rakyat Speaker Dato' Azhar Azizan Harun to fulfil his role as Parliament's guardian of democracy. Muafakat Nasional is expected to discuss about Parti Pribumi Bersatu Malaysia's participation in the coalition in its steering committee meeting tonight. According to Muafakat Secretariat Joint Secretary Tan Sri Anwar Musa, the meeting, which was later to be held at the Putra World Trade Centre, would be attended by UMNO President Dato' Sri Ahmad Zahid Hamidi and past President Dato' Sri Abdul Hadi Awang. British billionaire James Dyson and his wife are selling their three-storey Singapore penthouse about a year after buying it for a reported 226 million ringgit. The inventor of the bagless vacuum cleaner has accepted an offer for the Woolwich penthouse perched atop Singapore's tallest building, the Tanjong Pagar Centre. The five-bedroom super penthouse is equipped with a 600-bottle wine cellar. Singapore is seeing online government services being accessed by facial recognition. This is the first of its kind anywhere in the world. This technology is being used in the SingPass Digital Identity Scheme, which provides access to over 400 online services, including tax declarations and public housing applications. According to the Singapore authorities, the technology helps to ensure that the right person is genuine present in front of their screen, rather than a photograph, a video, a replayed recording or a deepfake. Vietnamese soldiers with a heavy machinery and rescue dogs searched today for the last remaining troops buried under a mudslide after recovering 18 bodies from the latest in a week of deadly landslides caused by unrelenting rains. Floods and mudslides during October have killed at least 93 people in central Vietnam and left 30 missing in what could be its highest number of peacetime casualties. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.